Okay.
All right, everybody. It is your boy, the director, Chris Keeling, here with another Geekultural Experience podcast. And with me tonight is always the lovely and beautiful, talented Sarah the Ted.
Hello.
And commonly with us, as always, is Elisa the Widow Alice Wiggin.
Hola.
So, no longer am I going to say everybody on this podcast. Those of you who listen to our Geekultural podcast, chances are you're already a geek or a nerd or a combination of both. So, let me say I'm going to call you geekles and nerdlings. And this is the best way I can bring the respect to my fellow passionate people who are just a little bit weird about certain objects. And because it is November 22nd, 2019, we are going to start off a new set of podcasts with this, because it's been a while, with non-traditional Christmas things. Like Life Day from Star Wars.
Or, well, they celebrated that at Galaxy's Edge the other day. I actually watched a video on it. It was kind of cool.
And then we're going to go because Christmas
Die is... Die Hard Marathons.
Okay. So let's talk about this. So when you think about Christmas, 9 times out of 10, you think, It's a Wonderful Life. You think, oh, the Santa Claus. You think
Christmas
A Christmas Carol, A Christmas Story, which I'm not a huge fan of, but however, it has a place in holiday history. And did I mention It's a Wonderful Life?
Of course.
Because it gets
played. Did you also mention It's a Wonderful Life? It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Okay. every time you hear a bell, an eagle gets its wings. Anyways. I'm going to shatter that glass ceiling right now and talk about what we tend to think the holiday season is all about. You hear Elf on the Shelf. Well, Sarah the Ted doesn't do Elf on the Shelf.
They're creepy.
She did Olaf.
I did Olaf on the Shelf 1 year. Grinch. I wanted to do last year. House Elf on a Shelf, but I couldn't get one in time. So this year we're going to do House Elf on a Shelf with Grinch. So it's going to be kind of cool.
Harry Potter cannot go back to Hogwarts this year. Dobby has spoken.
I also did Hellboy and, Abe Sapien.
Right. Okay.
They helped Olaf.
What I wouldn't mind doing is The Perils of the Elf.
Mm-hmm.
Or making a little Halloween version of him.
Oh, yeah.
And using him for Halloween. But no elf. Those things give me nightmares.
I like that
they
Krampus
we
found.
Freaky. Oh, I so want the Krampus.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hey,
Krampus,
you know.
Krampus on a shelf. That was kind of cool.
Can we have a pentagram and summon demons with this Krampus? I don't know. Anyways, let's get into the fun parts about the holiday season. The debate is, what would you consider Christmassy that may not be traditional or wholesome Christmas? With that, I'm going to start with, I like How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's my favorite story. That's my hero of the Christmas season. Every year, I keep hoping he'll just...
Yeah,
I'm going to stop that for a moment. I just want the Grinch to win, please. Anyways, so you
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Let's talk about it. Die Hard is to me my traditional Christmas movie. That and Bad Humor and Bad Taste with the Bad Santa movies, which are Christmas movies, but for the season, those are my favorite.
Well, can
Christmas
I go
movies.
Off and say we have the Die Hard Christmas Story, and we should read that on a podcast.
We should.
Yes.
And we should do that as a Christmas Day podcast. And not only that, but maybe we should film it and put it on the socials. Social media.
That would work, yeah. It's written in the style of a, like, Night Before Christmas. So, it's a really cute story of Die Hard. So it'd be great to have it read out loud.
Oh, and yeah. I'm also in the boat with Die Hard. To me, Lethal Weapon is also a Christmas movie.
True. Yes. Now, one of the things I like about one of my non-traditionals, venison chili.
Come here, Rudolph, you won't be a student.
Now, when I was in Michigan, the deer hunters would come out, and they would be pretty cool, and it was fun to hang. And I deer hunted, but there's a big difference between putting food in your freezer for the winter and trophy hunting. I was not a trophy hunter.
I was looking for a trophy wife. Oh, I did. Sorry.
But I would have venison chili pretty much from November 15th until January 1st. And if it was made right, you couldn't. Let me rephrase that. You can't make it wrong. And it was so good after having a long, cold, miserable, evil white stuff all over the place day to come home, heat up a bowl of chili, kick back, watch Die Hard, or in my case, ID4, or some other sci-fi. For some reason, I really like sci-fi during the holidays.
Well, there's that debate of Nightmare Before
Independence Day is an Independence Day movie. True. It's for the Independence Day holiday.
And that's why it's...
That's why I introduced it to my oldest, who was born on 4th of July, and said, this is your movie for your birthday. Enjoy. Yeah.
Yes, but it's completely and exactly opposite of Christmas. That's why it's a Christmas movie for me.
True. So, well, Nightmare Before Christmas, there's a debate on if it's a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie, but Tim Burton came out and said it's a Christmas movie.
My answer is yes. It's both.
It's both?
Why not? My answer is 3.14.
A lot of people watch it for Halloween because of Jack the Pumpkin King, and he's the king of Halloween, but it's technically supposed to be a Christmas movie. If you're such a hardcore Disney fan, you would have known that. But
so I want to bring up more movies that I find a tradition in. This time of year, usually around Thanksgiving time, I tend to like to plop on the Star Wars movies. I mean, mm-hmm. Star Wars just feels like that. Harry Potter's the same way.
I love the Harry Potters around this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Die Hard and Lethal Weapon are my go-to Christmas movies. And Bad Santa, because I'm not going to lie, Billy Bob Thornton is like my hero. I love him in those movies.
Well, little Chris loves...
Blame me, Santa.
Little Chris loves Home Alone. So, Home Alone is one of his go-to movies that he watches. He likes the first one better than the second one. But, so those are his go-tos. He always loves to say, quote it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You filthy animal.
Although, I do want to hear him say, I've come to bargain Dormammu again.
Now, that was funny. Yes, but no.
Oh, wait. Speaking of that, Disney came out and said, yes, indeed, Iron Man 3 is a Christmas movie.
There you go. If you don't get stuck watching It's a Wonderful Life over and over and over and over again.
Or a toy or a Christmas Story.
Christmas Story's good. I grew up watching A Christmas Story. I know Chris doesn't like it, but I'm a fan of it. And we also like to watch A Christmas Carol, which not just any Christmas Carol. It has to be Disney's Christmas Carol with Scrooge McDuck as...
That's like my definitive version of that movie. And I've seen it. I've been in the play. Oh my God, I've had so much of the Christmas Carol in my life.
Now, what did you think of Jim Carrey's version?
Jim Carrey's a good actor. I enjoyed it for what it is.
Did you see Jim Carrey's version of The Christmas Carol?
No, but if I'm going to be stuck watching The Christmas Carol, I either want to watch The Muppets or Scrooged.
Scrooged, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
One of the actors that was in that movie just died.
The old guy. Oh, hey, could you play that part again? Yeah.
He just passed away. But anyway, yeah, I do. I like A Muppets Christmas Carol. We have that one. That's a good one, too. I like putting on Peanuts. I've always done Peanuts Christmas, you know, gotta do the Christmas, you know, movies for the Peanuts. Big Peanuts fan. There's also
Oh, wait. We watched the He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special.
Yes, we have that, by the way.
Just don't make me watch the Star Wars Christmas special again.
Aw, man. I sent it to my cousin Caleb. I told him I found
it. I thought you liked him. That's mean.
You know, I hear Disney's actually planning on redoing something about it. I don't know. If it's anything like The Mandalorian, then I'm okay with it. Because The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, the Ashtonless plugin, is amazing. If you haven't seen it, it's great. And while I will never promote Disney fully like that, if this is the quality that they're going to give their properties, the shows they're doing for the properties, it's worth the $6.99 a month or whatever.
Yeah.
Especially if you have something even cuter than the itty bitty little robot in WALL-E.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Oh my exact words and phrasing was, oh my god, it's so cute. Keep in mind, I'm the one who likes the horror and the gross and the Fangora and...
Yeah, you know what? I like horrors too. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, speaking of horror, I mean, for the horror fan, I mean, there's Christmas movies for the horror fan. I mean,
Krampus.
We have Black the Christmas. Last Krampus movie that came out, and it wasn't scary. I didn't think it was at all. It's got a lot of top. No, I wouldn't say top comedians, but you would recognize them as comedians if you watched it.
Hey, but, it's that dude from The Office.
There's a few of them from The Office.
It's the lady from Three and a Half Men.
And, you know, and you've got several, you know, a few from Parks and Rec and a couple others. But, yeah, and it was okay. But there are those ones that have come out over the years of Krampus that's better.
Oh, wait, I got one. The Goldberg classic, Santa's Sleigh,
yes.
Actually, I think horror-wise, I think Silent Night, Deadly Night 1 and 2 are my favorites.
Yes, those are the ones I was
going to say. Naughty.
Yeah, those ones are good. Yeah, Black Christmas, it's a cult classic, the 70s one. The one that came out in the 2000s was not as good. I didn't care for it. They're remaking it again. I wasn't a fan. It's not. It's just like the last remake.
Really?
Yeah, from what I saw. Yeah.
Man, it's a damn good movie. Why do they keep screwing it up?
I don't know. But yeah.
But I tend to lay off horror until about beginning of February.
Yeah, but I know. I do have a lot of friends from a group I follow on Facebook that always ask about horror movies around this time of year. So I try to find something for them, but...
Oh, I got another shameless plug, because it's the Christmas season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you both realize that we're coming upon the 2-year anniversary, yes, I'm plugging it, of Nash Gray coming out? It was released around Christmas time. That was my Christmas gift to everybody involved. And
holy crap, that's right.
2 years ago in December,
oh, yeah.
I brought out the student film that... It was fun.
Nash Gray, if you haven't seen it, go onto YouTube and look up Nash Gray. You'll be able to find it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that because I'm married to the person that actually did the film. I'm just saying it was pretty good.
Yeah. And the team's getting back together to start our first thriller towards the beginning, first quarter of next year. It's exciting. Anyways, get back on track. What other things do you think goes well for non-traditional traditions for this time of year?
Weird ass Thanksgiving leftovers.
Do that leftover sandwich in the Friends or something?
Oh my god, yes! It's got turkey, and then it had cranberry sauce and this gravy. If I can remember exactly how it went in order, I would tell you. But it's this sandwich that Ross gets every after Thanksgiving from Monica. And it's the best thing ever. I mean, I've never made one. I should, though, just to try it. But
well, one of the things... I like to make really odd things. I make this thing for Halloween, usually, called a zombie ring. I use green salsa, chicken, or some other kind of bird, And then I put in jalapenos without the pepper, without the little seeds, so it's not, so it's flavor and not hot. And I usually dump salsa on top of it. Regular salsa, so it looks like a bloody ring of zombie meat.
Mm-hmm.
I make turkey with, I use the turkey from that. Well, I used to until my cat decided to be addicted to it.
He eats it with the salsa and everything?
No, I don't get to take the turkey home anymore.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's Dawn's turkey.
Hmm.
And it has to be Tika's ham. Otherwise, I don't get to keep it. Mm-hmm. I also like making monster cookies and dump cookies. So you don't have to, so these are just, you know, I had to put up with Black Friday. The rents are annoying me. I have to get the house clean before relatives come. Just grab something out of the freezer and nuke it.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to come up with new recipes that help with that.
Hmm, that works. So, anyway.
Let's see. Also, I celebrate anniversaries in December. My 2-year gastric sleeve anniversary is coming up.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, but I don't know what else. Oh yeah, untraditional.
The holiday armadillo. No, that's, okay. That's for you friends, fans out there.
So, I'm not a fan of traditional Christmas music.
No.
2 years working at Walmart has PTSD me because of Black Friday.
You know, I listened to Jingle Bells so many times, done by so many people.
However, songs I do prefer. Any Christmas song that is done by Weird Al is hilarious. Twisted Sister, I dig their Christmas album. So if it's non-traditional, I'm pretty much kind of down for it. And anything that is traditional is pretty much whatever Glee did on the Christmas albums, I'm kind of into.
Yeah.
Me, I like... basically, The White Christmas... And anyone that makes you laugh, do not bring up Jingle Bell Rock with me. I hate that song.
Dashing and dancing in Jingle Bell Square.
Well, stab me in the ear, please. Little Chris likes crooner Christmas music. He's, for 13 years old, ever since he was like 2, he's loved crooner music. And we got him was it Dean Martin?
Yeah, it was Fly Me to the Moon, which was Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra, the deer that sings Fly Me to the Moon, yeah. But his first crooner album was on Christmas. Was that Dean Martin Christmas?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But we got him a Christmas album that was crooner, and Frank, I think it might have had just several different crooners on it. I can't remember. But anyway, he loves it, and he's a big crooner fan. So I think it's kind of cool that he likes the crooner Christmas music. Because, don't we have, the Lady Gaga, but that wasn't Christmas, was it?
No, Lady Gaga did an album with Tony Bennett, though.
That would have been great if they did Christmas songs. That would have been amazing.
He's in the Frank Sinatra house. I'm in the Tony Bennett house. I love Tony Bennett. That is my crooner of choice.
Yeah. But,
sorry, I like old Blue Eyes. Bing
Crosby?
See, and I can tolerate Bing Crosby... Christmas a little bit, but I have to take in little doses. And you know, the Jackson 5, of course, I'm a huge Jackson Family fan. But
I saw mommy sitting, you know,
she wasn't sleeping with Santa Claus, she was kissing him. You saw him kissing him, not sleeping.
Sorry,
with him.
I was trying to think of the word.
Mine is the Little Drummer Boy he did with the Spaceman.
Oh, with David Bowie.
Yeah, that was
pum, 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 pum.
That is my second favorite. My first favorite is Silver Bells with Nat King Cole.
Yeah. But, there's a lot.
Oh, wait. Didn't you really make the German version? Oh, Tannenbaum. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, you know, Christmas music. I know a lot of people like to listen to it. We know some people that start doing it in July.
we don't utter those people. So if you're listening,
bite me.
Right, I'm gonna see you soon, homie. You know it. No, anyways.
But no, you know, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, you know, people. I don't know. I mean, there's just a lot of Christmas.
Would you associate just winter movies with Christmas, like The Thing? I'm just
Dreamcatcher.
Stephen King's Dreamcatcher. Oh, I haven't seen that one forever.
Yeah.
But yeah.
White Wolf. Or no, White Fang.
But yeah, I don't know. There's a whole lot of, yeah, winter. I know a lot of people that watch winter movies around this time of year, not just because they're, you know.
It's time for that kind of climate, so.
Yeah. My grandmother used to like to watch at this time of year, Beach Blanket Bingo.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. She was about as enthused about the winter as I was. Annette Funicello and What's-His-Face singing
Beach Frankie Blanket Avalon.
Bingo. Beach Blanket. She loved it.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I think we could start making a tradition out of watching shows during this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones. It all takes place in the wintertime.
Yeah, seriously. Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming. No, it's not! Shut up!
I remember I started using that at work because, oh, it's cold. Yeah,
as a kid, I used to look forward to the holiday specials that would come on TV. Like, Berenstain Bears had a couple holiday specials, or Garfield. We have all of Garfield's holiday specials.
I think the one I look forward to the most, though, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. Rudolph. Because of the narrator. I loved him.
Oh, yeah. We have all those ones. Now they're on Blu-ray, but we don't have them on Blu-ray. But we have all the classics. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Jack Frost. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Frosty the Snowman.
Well, when you get it on Blu-ray, I call Rudolph. And if you have
It's all in one thing.
You'd have to take it all.
Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, that sounds so dirty. You have to take it all.
But yeah, it's... Those classic cartoons are great for kids, you know, young or old. I mean, you know, and like us, we're, you know, Chris doesn't admit it, but because it has a lot of his franchise, that stuff that he loves now, he's Disney, because, I mean, think of it, they've got his superheroes, and they've got his Star Wars, so... But Disney's something that we do in the house, and we do a lot of Disney.
Something? Try mostly.
You know, so
that's
we go
to... because I've got family members who are obsessed with the mouse.
So we do, you know, like this Sunday we're doing Disneyland for Christmas. We've done it a few times, but since we've got, since we have had Lily, she's never been during Christmas time, so we're going to take her. So we do the Disney, you know. Some people like to go to theme parks during this time of year if they can afford it. Like, I've always wanted to take, since Chris said Grinch is his favorite, I've always wanted to do Universal Studios during this time of year for Grinchmas. Maybe.
Oh, I got another tradition I used to do. Back on my Xbox 360, I had a game called Saints Row.
Oh, yeah.
And you could download a Christmas costume for your character. And I used to do it every year. I'd dress up like Santa Claus and go rob and steal. And, you know, all the good stuff that doesn't represent Christmas.
We used to do that with, like, the game Rock Band, where we would change our characters to meet the holidays. Like, Halloween, we would dress up in Halloween costume. Or Christmas, we did, like, a Christmas theme team, because we were called the Huggin' Hooligans is the name of our band. So our band would theme it up.
That's like gonna be my real band someday.
We used to do that and stuff, but you know, you know, whatever, you know, you celebrate, however you celebrate, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, you know, or if you don't even celebrate Christmas at all and you do something totally different. What do they call it for Wiccans?
Yule.
Yule, that's right. Forgot. The Yule.
Winter. For pagans, it's Yule or the winter solstice.
Winter solstice, that's right. Or, you know, because I know a lot of people like that and that are that way. And if, you know, you celebrate the Yule or winter solstice, you know, whatever it is, you celebrate, you know, you do it in your own way.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, we don't discriminate.
I don't know, did they ever really, and this is for it, at some point, listeners, if you got a way to get a hold of us, you might do this, because my geek and nerddom isn't always on key with everybody. Did they ever address it for, like, Kleons or something in Star Trek? I know Earth, so they do, but I don't know. Feels like some other races would have had something for it.
Oh, you know, like Star, like we said, Star Wars and Life Day, or...
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, like Kleons, Romulans, Vulcans, eh.
You know, that is something I don't know, because I'm a, because, you know,
the we're... The Ferengi.
We're big, Big Bang fans in this house, and Star Trek is the main thing on the Big Bang Theory, because Sheldon is obsessed with Star Trek. And that's something they never addressed on the show. You would have thought something like that, because Sheldon doesn't like Christmas for there's a certain reason why. And he talks about Star Trek all the time, and they never said anything like that. So that's kind of
weird.
When
it comes to Star Trek, except for DS9, they're not really religious, and he did that specifically because he didn't want it to become a issue.
Yeah.
He wanted a world where you didn't argue about religion, but because it was created by humans, he didn't see a way around it, so he just said, love it.
Yeah.
Well, see, the and that's the whole thing. While Christmas is technically religious, you know, everybody celebrates Christmas. Or a majority of people, non-religious, also celebrates Christmas. It's a federal holiday. And
I actually had a Hindi friend say they don't celebrate Christmas, but if somebody's going to give them a gift, they're not going to say no.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. But, you know, I don't know, like, you know, certain, if you're watching TV, certain TV programs, TV sitcoms or movies or whatever, make up their own Christmas. Like, growing up, Seinfeld was something, it was watched in my house. Yeah, you don't like it, he's not a big fan of it either. But, in Seinfeld, George Costanza's dad came up with a holiday called Festivus, where instead of a Christmas tree, it was a pole that they used. And Kramer and George's dad were just so hyped up on this holiday called Festivus. It's like Christmas, except instead of a tree, because he didn't like the tree, on how you had, you know, if you got a real tree and how it died and you had to clean up the mess and all that crap. So he
and
ended
Costanza
up...
was Jewish, so
yeah, they were Jewish.
So this gives a way for your kid to interact and not insult your own religion.
Yeah,
it's a way for the I could see it working very well.
Yeah, it did. And like I said earlier, the holiday armadillo was on Friends. That was Monica and Ross are Jewish. And Monica marrying Chandler, she didn't celebrate her Jewish roots, but they did growing up. So Monica had a Christmas tree in her house, but Ross still celebrated Christmas and
Hanukkah.
So he was trying to teach his son Ben on the holiday. She wanted Santa Claus and he wanted something besides Santa. And as of course, Hanukkah doesn't have a character like Santa Claus. So he went down to the costume shop and he decided to, I think, compromise with Monica and get a Santa Claus suit, but they didn't have one. So we came back with an armadillo. And he ended up a big armadillo, and he called himself the Holiday Armadillo. That was his Jewish friend, Santa's Jewish friend. Yeah. But that's how that happened. But, yeah, you know, you celebrate how you want. You celebrate, you know. I didn't grow up around too many Jewish people in Toronto. Toronto, you know, didn't have too many. I did grow up around someone that celebrated Kwanzaa, which was kind of cool.
I honestly, from what I understand, that is probably one of the least materialistic holidays.
Yeah.
And I would really like to be invited to participate.
Yeah, I got to see them.
Do you know what Kwanzaa is?
Yes.
All right, for those who may not know, Kwanzaa is a celebration of Black culture and Black history. I think it first started in like 1969.
It is family, it is fellowship, it is artistry, it is hope, it is joy, it is music, it is laughter, it is...
And they light candles.
Mm-hmm.
Is it...
I think there's one more candle than
any. And they're different colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is the color of the South African flag.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know that much. I do know it celebrates the ideas of a happy, healthy family and just central life.
Yeah.
And I really would like to know what that's like.
Yeah, because I knew, like I said, I knew...
I'm sick and tired of hearing small little brats going, but I want that toy!
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I actually knew somebody in Trona that did that growing up, and I watched them light the candles and stuff every day they had to light them and stuff. It was kind of cool. But... yeah, it's interesting to learn different cultures. You know, geeks have all sorts of different things they celebrate. You know, we combine our geekness with our holidays. Like last year, I did a Harry Potter Christmas. The tree was decorated up. You know, we had our floating candles. I know of someone that's doing it this year, the Harry Potter theme Christmas, which is kind of cool. This year, we're doing the Grinch. I'm going to make our tree look like a Who Christmas tree.
I'm going to paint my face green.
I got to put something out there, and this actually has to do with the Grinch, okay? So, obviously, 2000 was... Was it 2000? 2000? Yeah, it was. The end of 2000 came out Jim Carrey's version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Had this cute little girl playing Cindy Lou Who... And then about 7 years ago, I'm in Walmart, or no, I was in Kmart looking at the cover of a heavy metal magazine, and they're like, top 25 hottest female metal singers of all time, and Taylor Momussen was number one, and I'm like, yeah, she's kind of hot. And then I listened to her group, The Pretty Reckless. I'm like, oh yeah, man, this is a good group. Like, but no, she's really hot. And then like, did you know she was Cindy Lou Who? And I was just like,
ah, yeah. My childhood.
She was also in Gossip Girl, but we don't go there with that one.
So, I kind of Instagram stalker. She's pretty. Thank you.
Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah, that was, yeah. But yeah, you know, so we like to do certain things that fit around the stuff we like. So.
Yeah. You know, really, there's not much more. We talk about music and movies and, you know, and some of the quirky traditions, like watching Star Wars this time of year, or, you know.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Oh, yes.
Melon Farmer.
Die Hard is definitely the number one movie. I usually actually watch that on Thanksgiving Day.
You do?
But yes, I will do a reading, and I think, I actually don't think it's going to be podcast reading. I think we're actually going to just do this online, so all the good little geekles and nerdlings.
Did you want to do it live?
Oh yeah, heck yeah, that's the
way
we
do it. Look out for that. We will pre-post when it's going to be so that you guys can come to it live and everything. It'll have the cool... Christmassy background, and it'll have the fancy lighting. We'll make it look nice.
And
look,
I think,
pretty cool.
Well, I think with the people who are going to be involved with that, I think we should live stream it on different platforms.
Okay.
Like, you could stream it on Instagram on our Geekultural page. You could stream it on your Facebook page. I could stream it on the Geekultural Facebook page itself. And
sounds good.
Do it on my Insta too.
Right. Yeah. Well, so we could do that and, you know, have fun with it. I know we kind of broke away with the normal, and it's been a while. I think the last time we did a Geekultural podcast was in September.
Yeah, life tends to come get in the way, but we're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to allow it to be a part of our lives more.
Right. We're definitely going to be bringing you that content like we're going to try to every other week. We're going to get back into doing that. We're also going to be starting up soon. We're getting back into the whole tabletop gaming. The big game we're into is Zombicide. I love it. We're turning it into a campaign. I think we're going to start live streaming that. We're going to do tabletop demos and, you know, with the kids and with our normal gaming friends. And we definitely look forward to having you all enjoy that as we bring visual content as well. You know, as we're getting ready to also upgrade our sound system so we can bring the podcast a little bit better with a bit better sound quality.
We want to bring our podcasting to conventions as well. We've always wanted to do that.
So while we don't think next year is going to be the real convention podcasting, we're definitely probably giving us by 2021 we're going to be up and running way better, way more. And we look forward to it. Otherwise, due to this being the holiday themed podcast, I'm going to say season's greetings, happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Yule, you know, happy Hanukkah.
Since Thanksgiving is around the corner.
Happy Turkey Day. Yep, happy Thanksgiving. And because we don't do it here in America, we're going to say happy Christmas to you all. With that being said, from the director, from Sarah the Ted, and Widow Alice, you have anything else to say? All right. Bye. Peace be good to each other.